Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do some more healings this evening for everyone. And remember, these are instantaneous healings by the divine light beings who are here to help and assist us for the ascension process. That's why I'm here in this lifetime. This is my first lifetime here in about 3,000 years, and I guess I picked the short straw to come down here to help people. So we'll be doing some healings, and as usual on the different calls that we have here, we like to activate this divine light beam that's on the screen. So if you don't have her up in position in front of you, just go to tonight's show, Creation Lightship Healings, and click on it, and then you're going to see a little ways down after you scroll down this beautiful light beam. And she'll help you do some healing this evening. So, and we'll just see how Sylvia is here. Sylvia, are you online tonight?
I'm here. Good evening to you, and hello to all of the listeners that are listening tonight. We're really glad that you're here with us, and we're happy to be here, and we would love to hear from any of you that would like to call in and ask Ron a question about the Creation Lightship or about healings, or maybe you've had a healing that's been done on one of the shows that you've listened to before that you really liked and you're interested in that. You're welcome to call in on the toll-free line that's listed on the BBS Radio webpage and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And I think tonight we are, you know, talking about different things about ascension and what's going on with the energy on the planet and coming up to 2012, and different things about energy, our own energies, and how we were when we came into the planet, when we were first born, and how our energy gets affected by the traumas and things that we run into when we're going through life, and how these healings can clear those traumas and give us our life energy back. So I guess with that note, we'll get into some healings, and it's all right for you to call in during this part of the radio hour. Even though there are healings, don't worry about that. You can still call in if you like. I think later on in the program we'll do a lightship healing, and at that point we'll hold calls, but go ahead and call in if you have a question or you'd like to call now. So, Ron, over to you to start us off with a healing.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is a lot of people have kind of asked, or they're kind of wondering, you know, because they're not in their body completely, and they don't really have a reference for that, because naturally, you know, where you are is where you are, and that's your reference point. And so what I was going to do for everyone this night, this evening, would be to have your spirit that came into you upon birth be with you. So what we're going to do is bring you back in time, and we're going to give you the sensation, the feeling, what it was like when you were born with your spirit fully in your body. So I'm hoping that all of you who are listening will be able to pick up this energy. What I find typically is women are about 50-50, half can feel, half can't, and men are about 1 in 100, which is that only about 1% of the men can actually feel energy. So I'm hoping that all of you are going to be able to feel this experience here, because it may give you a much broader, wider understanding of how it is to be in your body. And like what I said, what I always try to do is give you some type of, not necessarily homework, but some way to judge where you are and to get you more into your body so that you're going to be able to do the ascension process. So this here might be a tool for you to have some type of reference point. So what I'm going to do now is go to maybe the first week, we'll say, of your birth, when you were in your body fully. Now, remember, you may have left partly when you got spanked, and if you had any shots, you may have left because of the pain. So what we're going to bring you in as much as we can right now. So you might be maybe 98% in, 99% in, even though you did experience traumas, either in the birthing process or just after you were born and you got spanked, naturally. Remember, they must have been pain there, or the baby got startled completely and started crying, one or the other, or both even. So here we go. We're just bringing in this energy to you. I'll count to 10, and this would be how you felt when you were born as far as your spirit energy in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Make it a little bit stronger for you. 1, 2, that feels very good. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel, like I always say, when you're in your body, you should feel denser. And you should also feel like you're more connected, that your consciousness is typically through your whole body. And how are you dealing with this, Sylvia? How do you feel and sense the energies?
Well, I was just sitting there really enjoying the feeling. It's a feeling of fullness and wholeness. For me, it's also just very relaxing and kind of calming or something. Maybe that's because of being the feeling of when you're a baby, or maybe that's just how you normally feel when you're really connected with your own spirit and in your body. That's a great feeling, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can agree with that one completely. So if any of you would like to
expand, into a guy's eyes, and they just have that deep sense of peace that you see, and that's kind of how I feel right now.
Yeah, so like if anyone would like to call in right now and just describe their experience, if they are feeling something, it's very nice to have validation. So I do enjoy when people call in, because what you're offering is what other people might be wanting to know too. So you're actually answering questions that people are probably asking, but they're maybe afraid to call in, or maybe they're too blissed out with the energy. That happens too. But if you do want to call in, we would like that, because it validates the work that I'm doing, along with you've been able to share your own personal experience with the healings. And remember that the healings that the light ship will do for you is they'll give you like a reprieve sometimes, so that you're able to understand, we'll say, and grow into your wellness too. Because remember, you need to release and shed your past baggage. So they may give you enough energy, to maybe last for maybe a month. And in that month's time, you're able to then shift into the situation of maybe where you were before, of not feeling good, into feeling wonderful. And then you have the time to grow into the healing and to, align yourself with perfection. So it's really nice to hear validations from people who have had healings and have experienced something, because it's very nice, and I just love hearing them. So right now you should be in your body, typically almost 100%, and you might feel like you are a baby in a sense, because your spirit now is this little life form that you used to be. But the main exercise is to feel your own spirit energy, so you know what it's like to be in your body 100%. So it takes it out of the mental, out of the languaging process, into a feeling experience for you. And then it may allow you to think. So like the Jethro Tull song, Thick as a Brick, this is what is it, Sylvia? I'm kind of forgetting what it was. You may
feel, but it can't make you think.
Yeah. I can make you feel something, but I can't make you think. And then the other part is, and the wise men don't know like how it is to be thick as a brick, which is true. You know, the divine doesn't judge. And so when you're thick as a brick, you're losing your consciousness to your shadow self. And so you want to come back and have your emotions, have your awakened consciousness actually walk with your spirit so that you can have this beautiful divine energy with you. So I'm going to do another experience here for you. And this experience is going to be very similar, but we're going to take you through the process of just before you had a major trauma in your life. And so we're going to bring that energy in. So I'll count to 10 here. It's going to be like the day before you had an accident or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now we're going to put you into the situation of when you had traumas. So you can see what it feels like to go from a wonderful, beautiful spirit energy, probably more whole in your body, to maybe a state where you're going to be missing this energy and losing it. So here we go into the trauma. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you should be able to see the contrast there. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, as soon as you started to do that, I felt somehow just a cut off a bit. I guess that's the best way I can explain it, just cut off, I guess, from myself or from that sense of peace. It was like a feeling of being off balance or, just missing something.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now, since I put you basically in the trauma situation, we're going to take you out of that. I don't want anybody to live in their traumas, so we'll just into this divine energy right here. So I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you should feel pretty good now. You should be, in a sense, back to where you were before when you started this show. So just kind of look back and feel how it was to have a trauma and what it did to you. And you can sense the energies before and after. So we're going to do this right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just say 1 and 2. So the odd numbers will be when you're in trauma, and the even numbers will be when you were not in trauma, just previously to this cycle here. So here we go. 1, trauma. 2, before trauma. Then 3, trauma. 4, out of trauma. 5, in trauma. And 6, out of trauma. And 7, in trauma. And 8, out of trauma. And 9, in trauma. And 10, out of trauma. There. And how does that feel, Sylvia?
I had an interesting thing happen when you did that, where I almost felt like I was being switched from my head to my heart on and off. Like when we were in trauma, it sort of registered in my head. And when we were just out of it, I felt very, comfortable and more centered in my heart and peaceful. So it was like having a switch go off and on and off and on.
Interesting. That's great. So, did you sense the difference very much as far as your body closing down or getting less life force energy in it?
Yeah, I think that was kind of, part of what I experienced, just as far as, it was happening pretty fast back and forth like that. So it was kind of like coming in and going out of and feeling more full, and then just kind of, again, I guess cut off is a way I would explain it, because when you're not in trauma and you're just yourself, there's that feeling of fullness and connectedness. I guess it's you're cut off from your spirit a little bit with the trauma.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're going to do now is another healing, and we'll just do an emotional clearing for everyone. So what we could do is, what I'll do is do a clearing. This doesn't always work 100%. It'll be at least 80%, though. We're going to clear that trauma that you have experienced in this session here. So here we go.
Hello?
So, yes.
Oh,
hello.
Hi. Is this Doc?
Yeah.
Is this Ron?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Yeah, you sound like Elizabeth.
I had a panic attack when you were doing the trauma.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to take that away.
Yeah, I like it when the divine energy came back in. That was a lot better.
That's wonderful, yeah, because I thought, gee, what if I did somebody in trauma here? So what we're going to do is we'll do that healing where we'll do that emotional clearing. Now,
yeah, there definitely was a drastic difference. I highly prefer the divine energy myself. The healing energy was wonderful. The trauma energy,
yeah.
I couldn't. That was a little heavy for me. You know,
yeah,
reliving the traumas.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. So what we're going to do is healing on that.
Awesome.
And so the way the light shift normally works is that they want to do your whole lifetime. So.
Okay.
So they will take away the experience that you just got through having or looked at. Okay.
Yeah, it was a great learning experience just now, so I didn't know that it was such a drastic change, you know. Really shocked me, but yeah. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, how did it feel for your when you were born?
Oh, that was nice. It was very, very grounding.
Okay.
And very clear. A lot of clarity came in. That was nice.
Great.
Yeah. And as soon as the trauma came in, I started breathing heavy and having a panic attack, because it's been years and years since I've had trauma, but I just all of a sudden, and then when you brought in the divine energy back in again, then I calmed down a lot. But
yeah.
I didn't know the trauma really affected me like that until now, so it was a great learning experience for me. Yeah. So, okay, I'm ready for the divine energy.
Okay, so here we go. So
okay.
Thank you for calling. So here we go. We're gonna do a clearing here on that trauma. So sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Oh boy. A lot of heart you there. Holy cow. Oh, wow. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared. Chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That's feeling pretty good. I'll have to do it two more times though. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So how's that feel, Sylvia?
Oh, that feels better. That feels lighter. Definitely.
Yeah.
And it was so great to have our wonderful caller call in and describe what happened to them. And if anyone else is experiencing anything on this, we'd love to hear from you also.
Yeah, so now you can see what it's like to have an emotional clearing. This is a great indication of what the light ship can do instantly. And so you can see now that... you know, why the body, you know, will kill itself to get well, basically. You know, it's dedicated to a spiritual growth so that it can evolve. But it has to clear out these traumas. And if those aren't done, then the body will not be able to ascend because your spirit energy will not come into it. But the body is always, you know, as you know, recycling the past. And it's hoping that you're going to catch on to have the healings done, so... This is what it's really wanting, and it's, you know, it doesn't want to, you know, go through the process of any more pain. So what we're going to do now, since you mentioned pain, we'll do the pain body clearing, and this also works with psychic attacks. So here we go. Sixth chakra, this is from right now to your last birthday, then we'll do a few more years here. So if you have any physical body pains right now, just think about them, and we'll see if we can get them released for you. And if you don't have anything and you feel fine, then just kind of focus on something that happened to you, you know, earlier in your lifetime, because the pain is probably still stored in your pain body. So, like if you twisted your ankle at the age of 10, you know, maybe that could be, say, 50, 60 years ago or something, then you want to have energy released out of you because your body needs that done. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And how's that feeling for you, Sylvia?
Well, I feel good. I wasn't in any pain to start with. But I did have a couple of, you know, you move and you bend and your joints kind of pop, and I just feel a little more relaxed and at ease in my body.
That's good. So, yeah, so everyone online should be, if you like, just to kind of walk around a little bit, maybe do some stretches. And if you do have some kind of physical sensation or your bones popping or whatever, then that means that you have blocked energy there. And, you know, the body just had a healing. So you can validate the healing just by seeing how you feel. And if you hear any joints popping, you know that that was a problem for you. So we're going to do another healing here for you. And let me just see what they want to do. They want to do a sensory clearing. So this is part of what I do. I charge $200, and I go back from this point in time back to your original incarnation here on the planet. And I do it until the energy stops, and when it stops, that's the year that you are incarnated, the century. So here we go. I'm going to go from 2000 to current. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going back to the 1900s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Oh boy, somebody has some stuff. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, do one more clearing here. We're going to go back to the 1800s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1700s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared. I'm yawning again. Second cleared, first cleared. Somebody has some survival issues here. And I think we're down to, what's it, 1600, Sylvia?
Yeah.
Kind of lost track there momentarily. So 1600s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1500s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So that should give you some kind of reprieve, release from these emotional energies and traumas. So you may feel a little more relaxed in your body. And if you don't feel anything, that's okay. The healings work anyway. Remember, the light shift doesn't require you to have a belief system and anything that was taught here on the planet Earth, because a lot of it is not divine teaching. So if you do have a belief on anything, don't worry about it. They still work with you. You just need to show up and show that you'd like to have some healing work done. And they'll only heal you as far as your own belief system is, as far as how much you want to be healed. So you definitely want to go into the healings knowing that you're going to be healed completely. So we'll do another type of healing. We're going to do a healing. They're telling me to do a healing on joints, so we'll just do some joint healing here. Maybe somebody online who has a joint problem. So here we go. Joints, so this is what I do, like if you have a bad hair day or something, or if I find something that I need to clear that's has a lot of negative energy on it. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Boy, a lot of negativity there. So, I should help you out a little bit with that process here. How do you feel? Sense energy, Sylvia?
I was yawning too, right when you were, and feels like there's, you know, probably people out there that are suffering from some joint problems.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Ron.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, who's this?
This is Don. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. I just wanted to call in, and I know Elizabeth had called in there, and she was kind of getting like a panic attack. That was a pretty unique experience. I just wanted to let you guys know I felt that, too.
Oh, did you? And
yeah.
Did you have relief from that also then?
Yes, I did. And the putting the spirit back in the body as a baby, that was pretty neat, too. I felt very vibrant energy when you guys did that one.
Yeah, that felt really wonderful to me as well.
Hey, I was wondering if Ron could explain something here, if he gets a second or two. On one of his shows, he had explained the explanation of the twin flame theory of how creation actually came about. You kind of recall that, Ron?
Yeah, sort of. Yes, I could probably talk on that, yes. And what would you like to know?
Well, just your explanation on how, you know, I guess the one flame went to light and the one kind of went to dark, correct?
No, the darkness somehow, by my understanding, because I can't see anything but light on the light ship, and there's no record
okay.
of darkness there.
Okay.
The only record would be of the darkness is the energies that they have to get rid of each 2,000-year cycle. But I've never found a spiritual blueprint from the light creation energy of creating darkness.
Okay. Okay, maybe I'm kind of explaining it wrong there.
The darkness has always been, and the light is just is also created. So there's some other source of the darkness, and the beings that are created don't have souls or spirits in their bodies, and they come in here
right.
and they would like to have this experience.
Right.
Does that help you?
Right. Right, I understand that. But you had said that the one flame then went into like 12 different flames, so to speak, or 12 different
light
beings?
Yes, that is correct. So there was one energy initially, and the energy needed to have a reflection of itself in order to see what it was doing, so to speak, okay?
Okay.
So, which is why, you know, we have down here, why we're set up with typically a partnership with someone. Okay.
Okay.
To mirror back to us, you know, different situations that we're going through. Okay. And so
okay.
the divine energy then split in half and had a twin flame energy, and then from there it wanted to do more creations. And so then that energy then divided itself into 12 equal energies of all the same intensity, all the same knowledge. But it decided to take different vibratory frequencies unique to each one of them. But any
okay.
one of those 12 energies could shift over and become the other one.
Gotcha.
So then they needed the twin flame energy for the 12. So there's typically 24 creative beings on the light ship. But just to keep it real simple, you know, it's 12 energies that created everything.
Gotcha. So let me ask you this. I guess just let me ask you a personal question. Is that like your definition of creation then, so to speak?
What's that again?
I mean, is that your definition of creation or
of
what
creation?
Most people
oh,
call
yes,
God?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That would be what
okay.
you might want to call God, yes. So in
okay.
our terminology here, that would be God energy.
Gotcha.
You know, if you
okay.
have that religious connotation, yes. For myself, I don't use the word God. But
okay.
that's what it would be.
Another quick question. when you bring in the divine energy of Sanada, and I know a lot of people had referred to him as the same energy as Jesus, like you had said.
Yeah, it's completely different energy.
Okay. How about the divine energy of the Holy Spirit?
I could bring that in. Would you like to feel that energy?
Yeah, I mean, later on, if you want to, sure. I was just kind of, so that is a separate energy from Jeshua and Sanada then too, correct?
Yes, okay. So we'll do these three energies right now. So here we go. Remember, this is a live show, and everything is unscripted. So we'll first bring in the energy of Sananda here, okay?
Okay.
So this, some people think, is the second coming of Christ, okay, or Jesus, okay? And then some people believe that it's Jesus coming back again, but we'll bring in this energy. And here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And now we're going to take this energy away. Ask the grace energy to take it away. So you can have an experience with the next one here. There we go. And now we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. And this is what his body would have felt like if he would have walked in front of you or you would have touched him when he walked the earth here. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we're going to ask for the grace energy to leave now, to come in and to release this energy. And now we're going to bring in the energy of the Holy Spirit. So here that comes here. This is, again, this is the first cause energy from creation, okay? So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So how does that feel, Sylvia?
I'm sort of still processing each one for myself.
Oh, that's pretty neat, right?
Very different between one to the other. The Jesus energy, very, very compassionate, and I felt it very strongly. And then the Holy Spirit just was, it seemed to have a completely different frequency rate, just very high frequency, very light, just lots of, it feels like there's quite a lot of light around me, and I feel warmer, and it's interesting. I don't think that, I don't remember ever you bringing that one in before.
Yeah, listen, I do once in a while, but it's been a long time. How do you feel it, Don, since you're still online here?
The Holy Spirit energy is, it just feels very divine. I mean, very connected is what my thought is. Another quick question, Ron. Now, the gold energy you talked about, is that connected with the Holy Spirit?
No, it's a whole different frequency.
It is, okay. Okay. Okay.
I can hear you for hours of questions. Okay, what sort of happened was the divine needed to separate itself, in a sense, to different frequencies. And so this is why there's a different energy of each one of these divine frequencies, because they're all different spectrums, a different piece of the pie. So some energies may feel maybe cooler or warmer than others.
Right. Yep. Yep.
You know.
I've had all
types of divine. You know.
Right. Yeah, I've had all kinds of neat experiences when you bring in those energies.
Yeah.
Another quick question, Ron. Now, you say everything comes basically through the Federation, correct?
Yeah, the divine energies come from the light ship, and they always come down through the spiritual energies that are available that the light ship put in place after each 2,000-year cycle. So if you're on a different planet, there would be some type of energy there which would keep that planet in spiritual integrity, spiritual light, and it would also keep that planet from having other energies outside of that planet interfering with them.
Okay.
And so that's how they work, and they're supposed to hold light energy completely. And that's the only way, because if you look at it, there's many dimensions, and they can't overlap. And, you know, you could be having something coming to you or this planet that shouldn't even be here.
Okay.
You know, a good example, if you look at many of the sci-fi movies.
Right.
And you see different beings. Well, somebody is able to tap into that consciousness that's outside of our planet, you see, energy, and they're drawing these life forms that are real on some other planet. Okay?
Okay.
Not necessarily the person just kind of daydreaming, thinking of something. Those are actually real energies, and they shouldn't even be coming in here. And the person giving the information shouldn't even be getting that information to begin with because it doesn't belong to their consciousness.
Right. Okay, let me ask you this then. What's your definition of a good way to protect yourself? I mean, just imagine yourself in a bubble of white light?
Well, the only way to protect yourself is to get your spirit more fully into your body, to get rid of the entities that could come in. And then your spirit, will have the real high consciousness. And that's your best protection.
Right. Well, just go within, like you always say, correct?
That's the whole thing. Go within and make sure that, you are connected, 100% with your spirit energy. And then if you're not 100%, then whatever you're not, these energies can come into you and cause havoc. So you want to always be at least 90% in your body, if you can get that high. And this is why I did that exercise earlier, because you can see the difference
right.
in how you used to be. Because
right.
I know I talk a lot about this for people, but they don't, understand that, they go, well, how do I know if I'm in my body or not, And so this is a good way to show you.
Gotcha.
So it's needed desperately for your body. Your body is crying out to have that your spirit into it again. Because,
okay.
Another
question.
Everybody.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
Another question. you say sometimes when people, throw out a bad thought about you and it attacks your spirit in a way. Like an example you used was the power chakra. If it gets reversed?
Yes, uh-huh.
What's a good way to prevent that?
Well, your body, can sense energies that you really can't see.
Right.
So these thought form energies are coming to you. But all you can do is have your chakras realigned
right.
daily,
Right. Just
and that way they're flowing properly.
Hey, Ron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, you got another caller. I'm sorry. I'll let you guys go.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, I think there's a lady online.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. What's your name?
Is this Ron?
Yeah, this is Ron. And you're on the air, so do you have a question?
Well, this is very odd because I have a different conversation of you on my radio. Hello?
Yes, so do you have a question to ask on the live radio show?
Sure, well, today...
Do you have a question to ask?
I think we may have lost our caller.
Yeah.
But along the lines of what we were doing before, bringing in the energy of Jesus and the energy of the Holy Spirit, another energy that would fit very nicely with that and maybe give people an experience regarding the ascension would be the energy, bringing in the energy of ascension that Jesus used so that they can experience that.
Okay, so this energy is what the light ship, in a sense, projected to Jesus for the ascension process. It should be almost identical now for, 2,000 years later, because the frequencies that were used then are also being used now because the planet is still in the same dimensional reality. So we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus for what he used for the ascension. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we get a little stronger here. So stronger, 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 stronger. For me, it feels very electric, and it feels very comforting. Stronger, stronger, stronger. It like takes away pain. Stronger, 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 and stronger. How's that feel for you, Sylvia?
Wow, it's very strong, and it feels like you just want to vibrate up and out of the atmosphere or something. It's so, I guess it's fitting with the term ascension. It just is what it makes you feel like you're rising up to something else, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels very nice.
Yeah, wow, that's great. Really something.
So
we are almost at quarter past the hour, so are we going to head to the ship for a little bit?
Yeah, we could do that, sure, because we got about 15 minutes to go here. So the ship helium will not work on the archives, but you can listen to it. You have to be live on the radio broadcast for this to work, and I don't want to have anybody going up to the light ship, because you won't be able to go. But I don't want you to have any kind of negative extraterrestrial ET abductions, done by the Galactic Federation, where you have problems afterwards. So you will not be able to go to the light ship. So I'm just saying, don't go there. Because a lot of people can project their thoughts out, and the thought could be taken by some other negative ET, and they can in a sense, clone the energy or make you think that you're going to the light ship, but you're really not. So here we go. If anyone has any animals or pets they'd like to bring with for a healing, just think of them in your consciousness. And they're putting around you this beautiful cocoon of transport energy. Remember, you're being taken up out of time and your vibration. You're still going to be where you are now, physical, and which you're going to be in two places at one time, basically. So when you're not here, that's when you're going to be going up to the light ship. So here we go. We're starting to go up right now. And you have your animals and pets with you. And now you're there. And they're going to be doing a body scan on you, seeing what type of being you are, what kind of life form. And now what we're going to be doing is going to orientation room. This is where you're at free choice to select the doctor teams that you'd like to work with, and they will tell you all about their technologies. You can be there as long as you need to feel like you picked the right team, feel safe, secure. And now we're going into the procedure room. So the first thing that I'm picking up is that they're going to be working with our arms. So that's what they're showing me. Arms and maybe the elbow. Maybe somebody out there had an accident, and that's why they're doing this one first. I don't know, but this is what I'm picking up here. The next one that they're working with
working with the energy that is dealing with, it's kind of like grace, the grace that you have inside of yourself. And that energy kind of gets diluted out, so they're going to be putting some grace energy back into you again. This beautiful energy of, it's like peace and calmness. So all this increases your here for you, so you can experience that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And how does that feel, Sylvia?
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. I love that.
Yes, it's very nice. And we'll bring in another energy down here for us to experience, too. Going to bring in the energy of, we'll bring in like a pink compassionate energy. So it's coming in here, and we're also going to go to the light ship. And they're going to be working, they're showing me like neck tension. So they're probably going to be doing like a back massage on us. And so this will be an experience that we're going to be having right now. So we're bringing the pink energy. We're up on the ship having the other experience. So here comes the pink. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And how are you doing with that one, Sylvia?
Oh, between the pink energy and what they're doing on the ship, that's just a very relaxing, beautiful experience. I think everyone will appreciate that at the end of a week on a Friday night. And I hope everyone who's out there experiencing that is getting very relaxed and just enjoying that beautiful healing.
Yeah. So we're going to go to the light ship again. In a different room, and this is the room where they release physical body pain from us. So again, request your healings, and if you feel perfectly fine, then just ask for a tune-up. This is what they'll do for you anyway up there, but they always let you know what your other problems are. And you may not know about anything, because you can't see inside of your body. So they always work with what's the most crucial, the most pending situation that you could be having, which may not be even known to you. But if you feel fine, then ask for a tune-up. So we're going into this beautiful room for pain releasing. And we're in there now, and down here we're going to bring in a divine energy, and it'll come into your room normally from the ceiling, like kind of like a fog energy. And you may sense it in your room. You may actually see a light beam, possibly. But we're going to bring in the energy of the same divine truth. So here it comes. For whatever reason, divine truth is going to be coming into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. I'm going to do a special healing here also. And this one here is, we're going into a room which we call the centrifuge room. And this room is circular. It has like mirrored walls on it. They're about 3-inch wide panels. And the top of the room has the like a kaleidoscope of colored lights that are shining into the room. And you're in the center now, and the room is beginning to spin. And this room is used to detoxify your body. It's also used to eliminate negative thought forms and patterns that you might have, addictions. So each time you think of an addiction that you might have or some kind of negative programming, just throw it on your body someplace. And it'll just leave your body like a little cloud, and it will be attached and healed on the mirror start spinning. So this room is about a 12-foot diameter room. You're in the center of it. And this mirror is starting to spin. It will change the rate of spin according to the thought form. I'm going to bring in a divine energy down here. And the energy is going to be the energy of lack. And this lack energy resonates with anything that is not from spiritual perfection. So all of your addictions, your thoughts, etc., the lack energy is your best friend. And you might feel a little heavy as it comes in, but it'll start to lighten your body up. So here it comes. The lack energy. Stronger. This room's spinning now. Keep thinking of your negative thoughts that you have or addictions. Stronger, 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 stronger. We'll just keep going. Just keep thinking of your addictions that you may have and negative thought patterns. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, this should feel very good to some people. And we're now going to bring in, along with this, we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary to help you with this healing process. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Oh, it feels very, very loving, very compassionate. You know, sometimes she feels as though she blesses us with kind of a forgiveness or something along those lines, and it's just a very beautiful feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to bring in the energy of the new Earth Spirit after its ascension process. This will be the 8D energy, so you'll be able to experience the way the Earth Spirit is going to be after its universal shift. This is the vibration of the Earth Spirit, so here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. It feels pretty transparent. How do you feel it, Sylvia? Stronger, 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 stronger. Does it feel kind of light to you?
Yeah, very light.
Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. There we go. So do one other ship healing before we come back here. And they're going to start working with your joints and your body. And they'll maybe put some, like, in a sense, new lubrication in there, in your joints, so you can move a little bit freer. So they'll do their own procedure here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. And we're going to do one more ship healing. And I'm seeing, they're showing me ankles, okay, so. Here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. Okay, we're going to start to come back now. So we're thanking our doctor teams, and our animals are coming with us here. We're ready to come back down, so here we go. We're coming down, and now we're here. And I guess I will look for our different types of used clothing here, some rags that we may have up on the light ship here. And these energies are things that we probably have brought up there to have cleansed, okay? So it's a different situation. Remember, they take up clothing sometimes that you may have, so these are just energies that you may not know that you're bringing up with, and it might even be your clothing. But they kind of show it to me as like rags or different things like this. How do you experience this, Sylvia?
My connection was cutting out for a little bit, and I'm not sure what you were saying just before then.
Okay, so they're going to do some purification on your clothing right now. And somehow they used the word rag, which was kind of strange, but that's what they were showing me, and that was kind of weird. But anyway, they're going to purify your clothing now. So I'll just count to probably 10 as they do this process for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So anybody out there feel their clothing change? If you could call in just momentarily, that'd be great before we come back here. We got a few minutes here before we have to sign off, so I'd like to just see if you felt your clothing change frequencies. My clothing feels like it's vibrating on me right now.
Yeah, I feel like I just had a. I feel like I just had a shower or something with my clothes as well.
Yeah.
Well, we've had quite a night. We've had Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Mother Mary, Divine Grace, Truth, the New Earth Spirit, some others. It's been really a wonderful divine experience.
Yep. It's a lot of fun doing this for people and having the healings take place. So we're going to just do one more thing here. We're going to go into a room that has a lot of colored light frequencies. They'll have the rainbow light in there. And here it comes. We'll bring it down here. We're going to be in that room up there also. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I'm going to start to come back now from the light ship. So if you had any pets or animals that came with, they're coming to you now. And you're giving your thanks for healings from the doctors that helped you. You're inside of the orientation room now, and there's quite a few doctors. I'm seeing typically around 20 or more per person. So that's very good. And we're now coming into the room where they have the transport energy. And they put it around you, this beautiful conscious cocoon of healing energy. This energy will be with you for the next 5 days, so you can request additional healings. Just think of it as your best friend around you, and your thoughts will connect to it. And you're ready to come back. Remember, you're up there out of time, and your clothing had a nice purification to it. And you're coming back right now, and now you're here. So anything to add, Sylvia, before we sign off here?
I don't know what you could add. That was just wonderful. Is there somebody there?
Oh, hi, it's Elizabeth again.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Speaking of the clothing issue, I'm just sitting here. I have two large bags of clothes that I have to bring to the thrift store tomorrow. So... just they got it. The bags have a wonderful energy.
Oh, that's great.
I'm just they're the bags are beaming. It's wonderful. I'm gonna bring them tomorrow, and hopefully some other people will like the clothes and wear them. But thanks again for doing that. Huh? And my ankles were bothering me before, and now they feel so much better. And I want to thank you for that. Yeah, I thank everybody on the late ship for that, too.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy those energies?
I love the pink energy, and I really love the grace energy. I really felt that very heavily. Yeah.
We'll do one quick healing here, since we have the light being on the monitor, okay? Which we haven't done yet. So we're going to activate her, and she'll be with you for a half an hour. So
great.
This activation right now, so she's starting to increase her energies. There we go. And I'm being told that she's changing her eyes a little bit right now. And her forehead is changing. And she seems that she's going to put some glowing energy into the photo, so.
Wow.
Did you say glowing or growing?
Glowing.
Okay.
So we'll see what she does here. Maybe it's become more vibrant, maybe more lighter. She's doing that right now. Okay. So you may feel her connection to your heart center. And she'll be like a living being on your monitor screen for a half an hour. She'll leave her essence energy in there. So you could communicate with her in your thoughts. Just say you want to have a healing here or there, and she will do what she can to assist you. So, any other words of wisdom before we sign off, Sylvia?
My only words of wisdom to anyone who's listening, that I encourage you to contact Ron on his website or at healing@creationlightship.com. Or by phone. The phone number is listed right above the light being. You can scroll up, I think, and find it. Or maybe it's below. Yeah, it's below. And just contact Ron and ask him what service that he has, what healing work that would be appropriate for you to start with, and take it from there. And I'm sure you will be forever grateful that you did.
I sure was. And I still am. I have my emotional body healed, and it was amazing.
Have you experienced the changes in life since then as a result?
Well, I'm just watching the picture change on my monitor, and the rays of the light being, I think it's Janana? It's coming out very strongly, and wow, it's incredible. I'm just feeling a lot of light from this picture.
Yep, so that's wonderful. Yeah, it'll be there for half an hour so you can experience more healing.
The last time I did this, you brought in the male doctors, and I decided to have dinner, and it was quite an experience because they were coming in and tasting the food through me.
they do that once in a while, yeah.
No, that was great.
Had a very, very special experience, yeah. You must imagine.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That's really neat.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody. I'll be tuning in again, and I want to do your teleconference calls, too. So I'm going to email you about that and get what's up with that.
Wonderful.
All right? Thank you, everybody.
Great. Have a wonderful
evening. Bye, everybody. Bye, Don, and the listeners. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I guess we'll sign off here, and
thank you, everybody, for listening, and hope you had your healing tonight and have just a wonderful evening. It's getting kind of late, especially back east, and just go to sleep and, ask, for your healings. And I love getting emails from people on what they've experienced. So we'll be doing a show again tomorrow evening. And if you want to listen to that, you can. It'll be on the daytime show, and it's half an hour earlier. So anyway, blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.